Chapter 1. Red Carpet Dreams.
It's Oscar night, and there's excitement in the air. All of Hollywood's biggest stars have come out. Wearing expensive designer clothing, they gracefully step out of stretch limousines. Hanging around their necks are diamonds, sapphires, emeralds, and pearls as big as olives. Smiling for photographs and generally looking fabulous, they walk the red carpet with confidence. The light from the many flash bulbs bounce off of their super white teeth, blending into the starlit night sky above Los Angeles. Nearly 1 billion people around the world are watching these events unfold on live television. They cheer for their favorite stars and look on as newcomers steal the show for the very first time. From New York to Chicago, Paris to Beijing, the best of show business is seen around the globe. Back at her Malibu beach house, Sarah Elizabeth takes one last look at herself in the mirror. She admires the shimmering Versace dress she had custom made for tonight as her makeup artist applies the finishing touches to her face. Her friends probably wouldn't even recognize her with all this makeup on and without her trademark comfy yellow pajama pants.
In this daydream, Sarah's home is fourth from the right. If you look really closely, you can see her makeup artist applying some last-minute eyeshadow.
Saying a quick goodbye to Jessica, her 3-foot-long pet iguana, Sarah floats out the door and into a zebra-striped Hummer limousine. The door swings closed, and Sarah is whisked away like the president in a Secret Service motorcade. Only the best for the most promising newcomer Hollywood has seen in years. On the way to the Oscars, stereo speakers rumble out a rhythmic young Jeezy groove. Sarah sticks her head out of the Hummer's oversized moonroof and feels the wind whip through her hair. Cruising down Ventura Boulevard, she takes it all in. The Hummer, with its tinted windows, comes rolling up to the theater. Sarah ducks back inside, grabbing her handheld mirror and taking one last look at herself. "Looking good," she whispers. "No strawberry seeds in my teeth, and my makeup isn't running. I am ready to go." Taking a deep breath as the car slows, Sarah is finally ready to make her grand entrance. Through the open moonroof, she begins to hear the conversations of the same movie stars she used to dream about when she was a kid. Her driver opens the door slowly, and the flood of noise breaks through and rushes into the car like a crashing wave. Letting it wash over her, Sarah steps out onto the red carpet, and suddenly it all becomes very real. The paparazzi, who moments earlier were desperately trying to get pictures of Brad and Angelina, stop mid-shot and turn their attention to Sarah. They gather around her with flashbulbs snapping from every direction. Being a star feels exactly the way Sarah had always imagined it would. "Sarah, look over here. Who are you wearing tonight, Sarah? Just one more shot before you head in. Do you think you're going to win?" Sarah's mind begins to wander as she passes through the crowd. "What if I do win?" she wonders. "There'll be brunch with Robert De Niro, getting my hair done with Julia Roberts, trips to the Hamptons. The possibilities are endless." In the midst of these thoughts, the flashbulbs get brighter and brighter until Sarah can't see anything else. All the light surrounds her as she hears her name being called out through the swirling chaos. "Sarah! Sarah! Sarah Elizabeth! You're dreaming! Sarah, wake up!" Sarah awoke to find herself in the middle of a long line that seemed to stretch out forever in front of and behind her. She had let herself drift off, ending up in a familiar red carpet daydream. Her father was tapping her on the arm. "Sarah," he whispered. "Hello." "I'm here," she said dreamily. "I just forgot where we were for a minute." Looking down at the script in her hands, it all came rushing back to her in a wave of nervous excitement. She and her father had taken a trip to New York City that morning for her very first movie audition. Sarah observed the competition surrounding her on all sides. There were hundreds of girls gathered in that line with her, all different sizes, shapes, and ages, and from all different backgrounds. In spite of their differences, they were all driven by the same dream, to be a star on the big screen.